This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Former Vice President Joe Biden gained two crucial battleground states in his win column, while President Trump's campaign filed lawsuits against the count in several other states. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Joe Biden's victory in Wisconsin got him closer.
It's clear that we're winning enough states to reach 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency.
Biden says he realizes not all the votes have been counted.
I'm not here to declare that we've won, but I am here to report when the count is finished, we believe we will be the winners.
The Trump campaign wants a recount in Wisconsin and is suing to stop the counting in Michigan and Pennsylvania. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani says the problem is observer access.
The observers can be 20 or 30 feet away, never able to see the ballot itself.
Giuliani says he might file a national lawsuit to expose what he calls the corruption of the Democratic Party. I'm Ed Donahue.
As the votes continue to be counted, some of America's big cities are seeing protests over the idea that ballot counting should be ended before every vote is recorded. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
In Chicago. In New York City, arrests were reported when protesters set fires. A group of pro-Trump demonstrators disrupted a vote-counting session in Detroit, but others were there to insist every vote gets counted. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib.
We're not going to let them stop until every single vote is counted.
Man suggested the vote counting wasn't honest.
The Biden crime family steals this election.
And in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia Commissioner Lisa Dealey says she knows there's a lot of frustration.
We'll be done as soon as we're done.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And you're listening to VOA News. The head of Britain's coronavirus vaccine task force says data evaluating the efficacy and safety of the two most advanced candidates should be available in early December. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Kate Bingham has told a parliamentary committee that data on the two vaccine candidates developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca and Pfizer and BioNTech should be available by then. After that, the vaccine candidates will need regulatory approval. Bingham says if the developers get that, we have the possibility of deploying by year end. Robin Shattuck, one of the scientists behind another vaccine developed by Imperial College London, says it's possible several vaccines will be needed to stop the pandemic. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Ethiopia's government has ordered the army into the Tigray region and declared a six-month state of emergency after the prime minister accused the Greek government of attacking a federal military base. Simon Marks reports from Addis Ababa.
Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said military operations began in the northern Tigray area on Wednesday morning after he accused the region's ruling Tigray People's Liberation Front of orchestrating a raid on a strategic military base. However, government officials have been tight-lipped about the size or the goal of the operation and whether there have been any casualties or arrests of TPLF officials. Internet and telephone lines were shut down in Tigray as of late Wednesday afternoon. Relations between Tigray and Abiy's government have been fraught since he took office in 2018 and sidelined the TPLF, which ruled the government in a coalition for nearly three decades. Last month, the federal parliament also ordered the country's treasury to halt direct budgetary support to the Tigrayan region after it held a banned regional election. Simon Marks for VOA News, Ethiopia.
Researchers who looked at 50 years of data on gorillas in Rwanda found that as the number of family groups increased, so did the number of violent clashes among them. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Mountain gorillas spend most of their time sleeping, eating, and grooming each other's fur. Behavioral ecologists who published the study in the journal Science Advances found encounters between groups can become violent. Some gorillas, especially infants, perished, which slowed population growth. They found the frequency of family feuds was not determined by the number of individuals, but by the number of family groups in a region. Co-author and primatologist Tara Stoinski says everyone wants to know how many gorillas can live inside a protected habitat area. It turns out the answer depends partly on how they organize themselves socially. She says they still don't understand all the factors that go into determining leadership qualities in gorillas. I'm Jennifer King.
And this is VOA News.